Good day to you all. This is your trusted financial news companion, Paige Estritori, here on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap, keeping you informed with the latest news and insights from the industry on this Monday, August 19th, 2024. We start today's wrap with an urgent call to action from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority. Our regulatory watchdog is intensifying efforts in urging insurers to combat critical vulnerabilities within cybersecurity. General Manager of Operational Resilience at APRA, Alison Bliss, underscores this urgency and urges financial entities to rectify weaknesses in privileged access management and security testing. This increased emphasis on improved cyber defenses echoes the global regulatory trends in light of escalating security threats. Moving on to superannuation. The recent retirement conference in Canberra spotlighted significant advancements as well as lingering challenges within Australia's retirement funds landscape. Deputy Chair of the APRA, Margaret Cole, stressed the need for funds to join forces with insurers to fulfill retirement income covenant obligations. Notable concerns included retirees lingering in accumulation mode, insufficient data on spending habits, and the constant educational curve for trustees. Trailblazing on this front is the Connexus Financial's newly launched Retirement Magazine, a platform blending research, policy, and industry insights. On to market updates, the S&P ASX 200 index has seen a significant climb of 1.34% this week, ending at an impressive 7,971.1. Interestingly, this six-day rally, the strongest since mid-December, was spurred on by encouraging economic data from the United States. The Australian dollar experienced a slight rise, standing at 66.35 US cents, as the market waits eagerly for further updates on the US economy. Lastly, but far from the least, almost half of the small businesses in Australia are treading water as they face an alarming rise in operating costs. A recent Senate hearing on Australia's cost of living crisis revealed that many business owners are dipping into their personal savings to keep their enterprises afloat. Energy stability and a more substantial government intervention were named as potential solutions to these escalating challenges. So that's it for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. To stay ahead of the finance curve, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'll be back again tomorrow for another round of updates. For Financial Services Online, this is Paige Estritori. Have a great day, everyone.